All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Can you see it? Did you know?
Checked, but the puck comes right to Pettersson, who tries a bank pass for Besser. In with a shot, he scores!
A moment's notice. Adams leaves
to the line. Hughes, Jones!
You're listening to Canucks Conversation.
Quinn Hughes beat reporter here. Like, I won't cover the Canucks. Yeah. I cover Quinn Hughes and what he's doing to the Canucks.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts and delivered by DoorDash.
Just wave the guy and get Demko involved. I wanted him in and down Wednesday.
Wow. We should do a radio show together. Right on. I want to fist bump you right now.
What our house. Pearl steals, cutting in, shoots, scores!
Don't waste all the good stuff on the off air. Let's go.
Hello, Canucks fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Canucks Conversation, brought to you by the great folks at Zephyr Epic. You can use promo code HOCKEYSEASON, capital H, capital S, all one word, HOCKEYSEASON at Zephyr Epic. That'll get you $5 off your order. Go check them out on all platforms, ZEPHYR Epic.com. Go check them out. They got a nice Twitch channel, got those group breaks. You can buy a spot in those. Those are really cool, really popular. They sell out within 24 hours, so make sure you go check those out. Those are every Thursday at Zephyr Epic. Go check that out. We are also delivered to you by the great folks at DoorDash. Use promo code CONVODD, capital C, capital Ds, all first-time users of the app, 25% off your first order and free delivery. Does not get much better than that, folks. Go check out our friends at DoorDash. My name is David Quadrelli, and I am not joined. This guy just keeps taking vacations. I'm not joined by the man who built the place, Chris Faber. It's just me and Jack Rathbone. Jack Rathbone has agreed to come on the podcast. Very excited to have him on. We'll get to that interview shortly. We were going to run this as a bonus episode, but I just drank a coffee, which I'm sure you can tell by listening to this. And Faber, when Faber and I were talking about it, he was really worried. He was like, man, like, I don't like having no content. So this guy wants to put out an episode on Monday. And I'm like, we don't do episodes on Monday. He's like, just a quick one. I'm like, what happened? Like, nothing happened in the time from our last episode to now. Jason Dickinson signed. That's it. We don't even have to get too much into that. Jason Dickinson signed with the Vancouver Canucks. That's great. Chris and I will talk about that and what he means to the team this Saturday when Chris is back. Chris left again. Leaves me again. I don't need a co-host. I got Jack Rathbone now. But leaves me again to go hang out with the girlfriend. In all seriousness, Chris is out with the girlfriend, but it's a family thing. So I'll allow it. I will allow it. So instead, we're going to spend the next 15 minutes before we get to Jack Rathbone talking about the technique of Artur Silovs and Aku Koskenvo. We're just going to break that down in audio form. I'm just joking. I just wanted to see Faber's reaction. I'm hoping people were in the car listening to this with him and they can report back what he reacted with when he heard me say that. But no, we are just going to jump right into our conversation with Jack Rathbone. Again, just me this week. I think I'm owed a little bit of vacation time, given what Faber's done to me the past couple of weeks. But here is the conversation, very fun conversation, I might add, with Vancouver Canucks defenseman Jack Rathbone. All right, guys, very pleased to be joined now by Jack Rathbone. Jack, how's it going, man?
Going good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited to have you back. I think this is your third time back on the show. You might be the most frequent non-media guest that we've had on the show. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Okay, so gotta ask you, man. You had your first off season after having some games under your belt. What's that been like?
It's been good. I think getting a taste of it there at the end was great. Learned a ton, and just kind of obviously, you know, you're pretty motivated going into every off season, but getting a taste there, I think definitely had a little bit more fuel to the fire, knowing that, you know, I can do it, and just excited to go into the off season with that goal in mind of being up there for the full year.
Okay, so you had 8 games under your belt. Now, how does your off season training change now that you've had those games, like in comparison to past off seasons?
Yeah, I think in the gym, I don't think much changes. Off the ice, I don't think much changes, just because every year you're going into each summer trying to get bigger, stronger, faster, you know, all the a little cliche, but I think it's true for everyone. Is everyone kind of wants to add a step, maybe a little bit of weight. And I think that was my goal going into the off season. And then on the ice, I think you know a little bit more of, especially I know it was only 8 games, but know a little bit more of what you can and can't get away with. Especially what are the strengths of those guys at that level. So I think just going into the off season with that in the back of your head always helps. On ice training.
Now, I asked you this before, and I know I asked it right after your debut, but after those 8 games, was there anything that kind of surprised you about playing in the NHL?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it wouldn't be fair to call it a surprise, just knowing that it is the NHL, so I think I kind of expected just the highest tier of everything, whether it's size or speed or the way guys think the game at that level. I think it was more just trying to adapt to it, and like I said, one, knowing what you can and can't get away with, and then two, just trying to eventually settle in and play my game a little bit there for the last, you know, 6 or 7 games after that first one being kind of a whirlwind that it was. I think those were maybe a little bit of a surprise, but I think I handled it pretty well and was just excited to be up there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just thought of this while you were answering that question. Aiden McDonough is actually the only other person who's a non-media member that's been on the show 3 times. So yeah, Now you're tied with him. And I wanted to ask you about him because he's a friend of the show. We've had him on 3 times, and we asked him most recently about the group chat during your debut, and he told us it was a lock that you were going to do that fake clapper little hop step that you do, and he was right. So I need to ask you, because he said that the group chat was blowing up way more when you got stuck on a 2-on-1 with McDavid and Dreisaitl bearing down on you in your debut than it was for your first goal. So how did those 2 moments compare, do you think, with the reaction that they got?
Yeah, I think it, honestly, it wasn't even close. I think, I would say more so for the 2-on-1, just because I think that is kind of like, you know, you look back after, with the season, you know, finishing up how it did and me getting those 8 games. I think you look back at kind of key moments, and I'd say that was as close to a welcome to the NHL moment as I'll get. So, kind of wish, you know, it was maybe a little bit of a different moment, you know, with those two guys being the players that they are. I don't think that's anybody's looking for that kind of a 2-on-1. So, just happy they didn't score and make me look a little silly there. But no, it was good. It was fun. I think those are the moments again that you look back and you say, "Wow, that actually happened," and just more excited that I kind of came out of it unscathed.
Yeah, absolutely. We were happy to see you didn't get scored on there, because yeah, that would have sucked in your first game. So okay, so yeah. I gotta ask you about the offseason acquisitions. Connor Garland, I texted you right away when they acquired him. You play golf with him in the offseason and skate with him. How good of a golfer is he?
He's good. He's I think he only really started playing a couple years back, so his game's definitely gotten way better. But this summer, I think more so in terms of how much I've been playing with him, he's definitely, his game's on the right track.
On the ice, you know, you've skated with him. What can you tell Canucks fans about his game? What excites you about the acquisition?
Yeah, he's a pretty dynamic forward. I think real fun guy to play with, loves to make plays, real exciting player, real creative, and I think a guy that Canucks fans should be really excited about.
Now, I know you weren't there for a super long time, but, you know, we talked to Travis, we've talked to, you know, countless guys who basically said the vibe around the team this season was just so weird with COVID and, you know, everything that went down, and it wasn't a great vibe with the team. But how do you think that vibe kind of changes when the management group goes out and improves the team significantly in an offseason? It's starting to look like you guys could really challenge for the playoffs next year.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I think at the end of the day, everyone wants to win. And, you know, to see management go out and do that, I think just gives everyone a little bit more confidence, and I think adds a little bit more excitement going into camp, knowing that just without playing a game yet, I think we're definitely, I'd say, a little bit of a better team. Adding guys like that, you know, it's basically a top four forward or a top four D-man and top six forward. You're adding them. Not a lot of teams make those kind of acquisitions often, so it's exciting to see management go out and do that. And guys, I definitely know are excited to start camping, get the season going.
Now, it's a question on everybody's mind. Last time we asked you a lot of Vancouver-based questions, and we will get to those in the rapid-fire part, but did you end up finishing Schitt's Creek?
So I did not end up finishing it. My sister is, obviously, she's, I don't know if I mentioned it before, she crushed it pretty quick. She was a big fan. But I don't know, I just, it's not that I didn't like it, or just didn't get into it, I'd say, as much, and we had a lot going on. So I'd say it's something that maybe I'll dig back into here, either when camp gets going or afterwards or when I get some free time here.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And I got to say, like, as somebody who has finished the show, you kind of wish that they went for more seasons. Like, it doesn't feel like the show is ready to end. I don't know. That's how I felt about the show. So, yeah, okay. Well, just segueing into that, what are you watching on Netflix right now?
I just started that Outer Banks, that season, I think season 3 that just came out. I think that, I was a big fan of season 1 and 2. So, I'm like 2 episodes into season 3 right now.
Fantastic. That's the show that's been recommended to me by countless people, and I've been meaning to start it. I've been meaning to get it started. That and Ted Lasso. Everybody's talking about Ted Lasso.
Yeah, that's another big one. I know a couple guys, especially a couple guys in the gym that are watching that one. And then I think my dad's watching Ted Lasso right now. But yeah, those are a couple. I've got a couple on the list for the to watch.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. Okay, so, you know, we'll get back to the hockey talk here. So when you see the announcement for Abbotsford, and obviously you're hoping to be in Vancouver, but when you see the announcement that, you know, it's Abbotsford is going to be the AHL home of the team now, do you kind of, like I'm sure you liked that move because it's just if you're in the AHL at any point, there's going to be a lot of eyes on you, like right in the city. Just what was your reaction when you saw that announcement?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome for hockey in Vancouver, kind of hockey in British Columbia. But no, I think just moving it so that whether it's management or coaches or anyone can just be, I don't even know how, I think someone told me it was like 45, 50 minutes outside of Van, but I think just for a team to be that close, I think it gives guys a little bit more confidence in terms of knowing that it's a quick phone call and a quick drive away to the NHL. So I think it's definitely a great move and something that I know the city of Vancouver is probably pretty excited about.
Speaking of the city of Vancouver, just before we wrap up here, I'm gonna give you some rapid fires in a sec, but just with Vancouver, like, this season was so weird. You guys didn't really get to go out. You didn't get to go have team dinners and stuff like that. But did anybody like tell you about any spots, or did you see any spots that you're just excited to check out around the city?
Yeah, I mean, I think driving through there, just downtown in general, and with it being on the water and beaches, and whether you want to go for a hike or go to the beach, or you can really do anything. I think in Van within 20 to 45 minute drive. So I think that was something that I wish I got to check out more. But obviously with COVID, the precautions we had to take, wasn't able to, but definitely something I'm really excited about going forward.
Fantastic. How many sushi spots did you get to check out? Cause I know you said you're a big sushi guy.
Yeah. I think I sampled a couple. I think I'd say somewhere between 4 and 5, but I think, it was definitely not a bad spot for sushi, that's for sure. So definitely spoiled myself a little bit out there.
That's fantastic. Okay, so sorry, back to the hockey questions. Just how motivated are you going into next year? Like, does the 8 games kind of just, you know, and the acquisitions and everything that's kind of happened between your debut to now, does it just like motivate you a ton to come in and make the team?
Yeah, 100%. I think, like I said, getting the taste of it and getting the first few games out of the way, I think that's something that I was definitely looking forward to. But I think just that contributes to the motivation going forward, that you want to kind of start from the outset of training camp and hopefully, you know, make it a hard decision on the coaching staff and management, and try and stay up for the whole year and go try and contribute to hopefully what is an exciting team here going forward for Vancouver.
Okay, man. Well, we really appreciate the time here. We'll wrap it up there. Really appreciate you taking the time, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
All right, folks, that's right. We got a new ad finally here for Parallel 4-9 Beer. You want to get down to the street kitchen, folks. It's more than just a street kitchen now. Now it is a full-on beer gardens. Absolutely beautiful. You've seen Quads and I tweeting about it. The food's amazing. A ton of beers on tap. Quads as well. You've had not only beers, but what other drinks did you like there?
Had the Muddler's Pink Lemonade. That was very good. You need to go get the food, though. The food at the Parallel 4-9 Street Kitchen, ridiculous. What did we eat that one day? Poutine, cheeseburger, well, I ate it all, waffle fries, and then we got those Korean barbecue wings.
Yeah, the spicy chicken burger, that's my go-to. But delicious. What you do, a little trick for everyone, you swap out the jalapenos for their pickled cucumbers. Very, very good. Highly recommend that. That's down at 1950 Triumph Street off an East Van. That's Parallel 4-9 at 1950 Triumph Street. Check them out in East Van and go down and try some beers, and be sure to get some food down on that beautiful patio.
The pandemic and a slow economy are making it tough on a lot of people to find steady, good-paying work. But one industry is bucking that trend. Construction companies are hiring and need more workers than ever before. Upload your resume to icba.ca and get noticed. With more than 3,000 employers on our ICBA team, our employment network can connect you to businesses crewing up for the 2021 construction season. Trades jobs that pay well, offer excellent benefits, invest in safety training, and give a firm career foundation. Check out icba.ca/jobs.
Squish Beverage, my new favorite drink of the summer. Absolutely crushable. The right drink to bring down to the beach, the right drink to bring down to the river, camping, whatever you're doing this summer. Squish is the beverage for you. They have original hard seltzers and a bunch of different flavors, but the lemonade ones, those are my favorite quads.
Me too. I can drink more than one of those. They're crushable.
Which is good. So when you go down to the beach, you're bringing how many?
More than one.
More than
one. Unlike last time.
Absolutely. This is the hard seltzer for you. This is the hard seltzer for summer. Go out and try Squish. You can find the original flavors of hard seltzer at BC liquor stores. But if you want to do a little bit of digging, that's where you're going to find the lemonades, my favorite. And you can find those at private liquor stores all across British Columbia.
All right, and a massive thank you to Jack Rathbone and all of our sponsors here at the Canucks Conversation Podcast. Faber's going to be listening to this. I just played some music coming back from break. I don't know. I'm not trying to say that I'm challenging for his job at 650, but I don't know if anybody's listening to this from 650. Actually, I'm not available. I was about to say I'm available. I'm not available, but I'm a better producer than Chris is what I'm trying to say. So thank you once again to Jack and everybody who sponsors this very podcast and all of you, the listeners. We just did our draw for the Patreon, sending out those packages today. Very excited about that. We had our little giveaway last month, and we're going to be doing those continuing going forward. All of the $10 hero tier subscribers, you're going to win something eventually. We're going to do two packages a month. So if you want to get in on that and you get all the bonus content, Faber and Quaz shoot the bleep once a week, where we just talk nothing but anything but hockey, basically. And we have a lot of fun with those. So you can go check that out. $5 and $10 tier gets you all of the bonus content, and the $10 tier gets you in entered for those giveaways. So definitely go check that out if you haven't already. Patreon.com/CanucksConvo. I'm not even going to try to host a solo episode. Like, I've already done this. I've had Jack on. It was great. It's going to be a shorter episode for this one, but Saturday, full episode coming your guys' way. We're very excited. And on the Patreon, got to plug it again, Faber and I are going to go back and listen to our first episode together, which is hilarious, by the way. If you haven't heard it already, it is funny because Faber and I weren't really friends back then when we started the show. Like, we were online friends, but that was like the first time we had met and like talked in person, and it was behind microphones, and we were both very nervous, which was, it was pretty funny. We were talking very fast. We were uncomfortable. We swore a lot, which I think we did because we didn't have any sponsors at the time and we were very uncomfortable. But now we've got a whole bunch of sponsors, so we can't be swearing on all the episodes. This is a family show now, which we're very proud to say. So I'm just going to close it out here. Thank you once again to Jack Rathbone, all of our sponsors, and everybody listening to this episode. For Chris Faber, who's not here, but he still built the place, my name is David Quadrelli, and thank you so much for listening to our podcast, The Canucks Conversation.
Thanks for listening to Canucks Conversation, delivered by DoorDash. Hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
How about keep it to a thank you, Jim?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.